TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Yeah, I was working from home one day this week.
Liar.
And I think it's one of my neighbors. I guess dude doesn't have a job and he just works on his fucking motorcycle all day. And working on his motorcycle apparently means leaving it in first gear and speeding up and down the street. So I'm sitting here trying to work and I just hear all fucking morning.
Are you mocking him?
Yeah.
With wee boo boo?
Oh, same old Tim.
I don't care about things that annoyed you. That would require empathy.
And I don't have any of that because I'm a douche stain.
Boo boo boo.
Bab the douche stain is a douchey douchey to stain. He's a big fat douche and his butt goes bloosh when he sits upon the toilet.
Oof.
Nailed it.
Yeah, Poseidon's kiss is not fun.
Poseidon's kiss.
Yes.
What is that?
That's when the water comes up and goes against your butthole from the splashback.
Ew.
You mean yes? It's like a little cooling bath on your butthole.
It's like the world's worst bidet.
All right. Can we stop this literal shit show and get to our figurative shit show?
Fine.
All right. Is everybody recording?
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh, little delay.
Little delay.
Who, for me?
You.
Yeah.
For me?
Well, let's,
it's always for you.
For
let's
me?
Whip our dicks out and soldier on, gentlemen. You know, like you do when you're soldiering.
I don't think you've watched the right war movies, Andy. Or maybe you have watched the right war movies. Rawr.
Navy SEALs.
Yeah. Tim, have you never watched The Thin Brown Line?
Nope. Nor shall I.
Hearts War?
Oh!
H-E-A-R-T?
What?
I just saw something here. Let me... Hello, this is... Hello. Okay. I never adjusted it, but seemed like the mic input volume was up.
Ah.
Maybe that's why it was a little hot. Because I was looking at my lines. I'm like, it looks like it still might be a little hot. I think I'm good.
How hot is it?
Now it's just lukewarm. Tepid, if you will.
Oh, look out for that tepid tan cast.
Tim, did you watch AVN Award winner Tears of My Buns?
Stop, Andy. The joke is dead. We'd moved on. We'd transferred to something else. There's no reason to pull us back for a mediocre follow-up.
I would not
follow-up.
Be me if I didn't make that happen.
It's a mediocre follow-up. It doesn't need to happen. If you had gold, maybe, but you had pyrite at best.
I had tears
Tim,
of my
you are
buns.
So calling the pot calling kettle black. You will drive a joke into the ground.
Then you
yeah,
will
but
stomp
I don't call
on it.
Back after we've moved on. I'm like, hey guys, wait. We moved on from this joke, but I'm going to call us back to this joke that clearly isn't working.
You will dig it back up.
I don't dig it back
and
up.
And weaken that Bernie's it.
I don't. You are wrong.
Like, I think the flesh is all gone from that joke, Tim. You shut your mouth. It's a good
maybe
joke.
I was just hoping if I kept playing, maybe someone would join in.
No one wants to play your stupid reindeer games.
Have someone to play with.
Stop.
He's lonely, Tim. Leave him alone.
Thank
there you,
you
go.
Noah.
And he's
thank
got your back.
You. You mean Noah's got your back?
Yeah.
Whoever.
Noah's got my front.
No. You,
Tim.
Your front's all you or your wife's.
Aw.
His wife's.
I'm not dealing with all that stuff that comes out.
Okay. Well, then Noah's
whoa.
Got my back, Tim.
Whoa.
Tim, one
oh,
front.
Oh, dear.
No waiting. Then again, stuff comes out the back too, Noah. Which would you rather deal with?
You know, I'm just leaving this. I'm gone.
Aw.
It's like, fuck you. You can deal with your own shit.
Aw, literally. Yeah.
Did we introduce ourselves?
I don't think
we
so.
Haven't even, no, we haven't even said...
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates... Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well. This week, we come to grips with the fact that we're not expert podcasters. And we talk about kids, Starbucks red cups, and we denounce terrorism. Take that, terrorism! And when you hear this sound... That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Motherfuckers.
Well, welcome, guys. You're here.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast.
All right. We did it. Now let's quit.
This is
good night,
it, guys.
Everybody.
We have an announcement. We're packing up. We're done.
Can you tell by the barely concealed tension between us?
You shut your fucking mouth.
Case in point.
Oh, I fell right into his trap.
You set off my trap card. Like three Magic the Gathering nerds just went nuts over that. Or Yu-Gi-Oh? I don't know. I don't care.
Do we have any Magic the Gathering nerds?
Probably. Teresa and Bob play. They listen sometimes.
Do they really?
They're busy making babies.
They still play? I wonder if they play why they're making babies.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know much about that game, but I feel like traditionally, nobody makes babies while they're playing that game.
Probably not.
Says you, buddy. Says you.
I said I don't have experience.
There are videos out there in the world of people doing mundane things and having sex. Yeah, I wouldn't call Magic the Gathering mundane.
I have the Cyclops.
Oh, dear.
I hit a dick joke in there.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
I need to tap my mana.
Tap that ass for mana.
Tim has no idea what we're talking about.
None.
But he was still not getting laid any more than we were.
I was getting laid hella. Because I was using terms like getting laid hella. Which meant
I was
a pussy magnet.
Yeah. Ladies, two balls, no waiting. You want to hear all the Adventure Time fans go nuts?
Nope.
I floop the pig.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, you should watch Adventure Time.
Yeah.
It's good shit.
Meh.
I happened across it accidentally while I was trying to kill all the time that my wife and all of the wedding party were spending getting prettied up for my brother-in-law's wedding. In the hot-ass Inland Empire. Good lord. It's like 100 fucking degrees when he got married. But anyways, baby Drew and me stuck at the hotel. Had nothing to do. No TiVo. Kind of shitty channel selection. Happened across an Adventure Time marathon and, like, watched it for hours. I'm like, this is insanity.
People do like it.
Yeah. And now Drew's grown up and he loves it. So we watch Adventure Time together.
Aw, you guys spend time together.
We do. We do that. I try to help him out with crafts. Then he tells me I'm doing it wrong and he takes it away. I tell him, I'm not crafty! I don't have your gifts.
He probably doesn't want you to yell at him.
Probably not. But I do it anyway. You know why? Because I'm the father and it's my job. I gotta yell at him or else how does he know he's loved and that he fucked up? I have to tell him both those things simultaneously.
Why yelling at him? I love
yes.
you so much!
I love you so much! Why are you fucking up constantly? I love you. You make me so mad. With love. Fatherhood's confusing, Noah. I guess that's what I'm getting at.
Tim, are you still there?
I guess so.
He wandered off.
Are you sad, Tim? What's wrong, buddy?
I'm sad at how shitty this podcast is. It just makes me sad sometimes.
Fuck. Is Andy ever going to shut up and quit?
We started this 7 years ago, and I thought we'd get good by now, but nope. Whoever said that, you know, you do something for 10,000 hours, you become an expert? Nope. You just get shittier.
Well, technically, I think we've only done this for about 500 hours so far, so...
We got a ways to go.
I was worried for a second.
We should start podcasting every week.
We do?
Or no, every day. Like... Every day. Every day.
No, it doesn't show up half the time, Tim. We get his evil twin, Flo.
I should amend that. I've been listening to old episodes just because I have my iPod on shuffle, and like an old episode will come on, I'm like, we used to fucking suck.
And now how are we?
now we just kind of suck.
So, Tim, if we podcast for every day, it will only take us 28 years to get awesome. I mean, we have some in the bag, so maybe 27 years.
You got it.
He did the math. He did the monster math. The monster math.
Well, we got this. You guys, in 28 years, we're going to fucking blow your mind.
Mine's blown.
You could be like, holy shit, they're amazing.
At once a week, it would take us 200 years.
Yeah, we need to step by the time.
There will be
or just
humans.
Do really long podcasts.
there would be humans on Mars before we would get good.
They've been doing it for longer, trying to get in space.
Oh. Yeah, 200 years ago, I mean, like, I think they were just starting to, like play around with self-moving vehicles. Like, it was horse and buggy and shit. Can you imagine what 200 years from now is going to be?
I don't even know what, like, 30 years from now is going to be. Like, I think about, like, you know, I have my job. I like my job. I want to stay at my job. But, like, who the fuck knows what's going to happen in fucking 30 years? Like,
yeah.
They have a computer that's just like, you know what? No, we got this computer. It knows all the questions. It has all the answers. I'm like, oh, all right. I'll see you guys later then.
Yeah, it's like they're starting to get better at shit that humans used to be really, really good at. Now, like manual dexterity. So I think, you know, manual trades are still probably going to hang on for a while. But 3D printing gets better. Oh, so, I mean, then, you know, like, 3D printing is not the same as, like, knitting. Okay, everybody, learn to knit. show your superiority over the machine age.
Oh, you built that car in 5 seconds, but can you knit a cozy for it? I don't think so.
Well, come back in 4 years and we'll see what's what when I get done with those last hook and eye.
Oh, man. Yeah, like, I mean, so much has happened in the night. Have you guys thought about it? You guys are almost fucking 40. Like, we've been in this world for 40 fucking years. That's a long time.
Whoa. What do you mean you guys are almost 40?
I mean, you guys aren't that far behind me.
Yeah, this is true.
No, but you said you guys as though you're... Hey, guy, you guys are almost 40. I'm going to be young forever immortal vampire.
We are almost 40.
Noah plans to hit the eject button in less than 11 months.
We are almost 40.
You be 40.
What happened to those guys?
Wise.
Oh, they suck?
No, they were pretty good.
No, they suck.
No, they were awesome.
No, it's on their website. They suck.
No, I'm looking at the website right now. It says we're awesome.
I don't believe you are looking at the website right now. I'm right.
Noah is the head of their...
Well, I can't argue with that logic.
Noah's the fan of their head club, their fan club, and
the
their
fan
webmaster.
Of their head club.
Yes,
they give head.
Yes, he's a fan of their head club.
Or wait, they do what? That's like a weed shop, right? A head club, a head shop.
Yeah, head shop is.
So a head club would be like a head shop.
Nope, just a bunch of people sitting around sucking dick.
Oh,
ooh, guy's got a little old. Yeah, now I'm looking at the website.
Oh, I thought you were talking about we guys.
No. Like,
Andy got old. He can't remember what order words come in.
We did get old, though. That's a fact.
We did. You're older than you've ever been,
wise
and now you're even
men
older.
Say,
and now
only
you're even
fools
older.
Rush in. Hey, we want to get our hot UB40 merchandising.
And Noah makes us older.
Do I want? No. I do not.
Oh, you probably can't talk about that.
I can't. I would like to, but I cannot. I have no idea what we're talking about.
I wish I knew, too.
Well, you can cut this out if you can't talk about this. Because I don't... Have you ever said what you do, Tim?
I do not. I do not talk about where I work.
I know not where you work, but you don't even talk about, like, what is you do, right?
Nope.
Okay. Then...
It's all super secret.
All right, then.
Oh, you wanted to talk about...
Yes! I don't know why you're not more amused by that. It just cracks me up.
I don't know why you're so amused by it. It just happens.
The fact that someone keeps...
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
I don't know, it just amuses me greatly.
Hey guys.
Yes, I noticed.
Guys, I was thinking about this recently, and I wondered...
Stop.
...who has
Stop.
To keep that...
Stop. You're wasting time.
Come on, Tim. That deniability is totally plausible.
And you're done. Shut it down.
All right. So, anybody seen any good lately?
Shut the fuck up.
I can't. I won't.
All you're doing is fucking with the editing.
All right. I'm sorry, future Tim.
Fucking last week I had to cut down like 10 minutes of the show because you kept calling back to something we didn't want to talk about. Shut up.
Good job, Andy. You're living the dream. Frustrating Tim since...
Ooh, well, we were 14 when we met, so 24 years.
I don't know, they particularly frustrated me back then.
All right, well, can you pinpoint when it started?
Nope.
No, see, that's the thing. I'm insidious. I sneak into your life.
You're a crappy horror movie?
Yeah. With a guy with Darth Maul face paint sitting behind somebody in a chair making silly faces?
Yep.
Arr, I'm a ghost!
That would be the best. I would watch that horror movie if that's how. If the ghost sounded like an off-brand Frank Oz Muppet, I would totally watch that movie.
I'm a ghost. Be scared.
I see dead people here. They want your flesh.
Can you rhyme
They're
with
wearing
flesh?
Sheets, a white-gray mesh, and I think to myself, this parody sucks balls.
So I'll stop it, and I won't try and bring it back later. That's how you do it, Andy. Walk away. You're like, oh, this joke is cratered.
Would you like to play a game? Waka, waka, waka.
Hi ho, Jason Voorhees here.
Hey, I'm gonna kill you. Oh, fuck. Hi ho, I'm gonna kill you in your dreams. I don't know what the voice this is.
7 days.
That's all I got.
Pin hat, give your box.
I don't know much about the Hellraiser franchise, and my Elmo is not that great. And there you go. Tickle Me Pinhead might have been a funnier joke.
Tickle Me Pinhead would have been pretty funny.
Damn it. Walk away.
Okay.
Let the joke rate it. Don't look back. Let it explode behind us.
Okay.
When you see me walking,
I kind of wanted to combine the Grudge noise with the Chewbacca yell, but I could not figure out how the transition would work.
Oh, look away.
All right, no, I'm looking
away. Yeah, I don't know how you do that.
It's not so much combining as following one with
the other. Yeah, that's the thing, because you can't really...
wait, what is... All right. That sounds like a gargling cup.
You do dumb things.
Wait, I mean, I wouldn't know.
Andy, you do the Grudge noise. Tim, you do the Chewbacca noise.
And we'll meet in the middle.
All right, let's do it.
The middle of stupid. Which one am I doing? Chewbacca.
You do
okay.
Chewbacca. We did it.
Listeners are like, totally worth it.
People just driving along. What the fuck am I doing with my life? Steering for trees.
See, like, we don't need 10,000 hours. We got this, guys. We got this.
I think we just knocked a couple thousand hours off right now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is how This American Life started, guys.
Yep.
Look out, cereal. We're coming for you.
Yeah.
We're going to continue this next episode. It's tuned in.
As we continue to refine this impression of the Grudge meets Chewbacca. Grudge Baca.
We're going to be the Night Vale of that noise. Just a cereal coming back to the same thing every week. I mean, not like cereal. I mean, like, yeah.
Speaking of weeks, how was everybody's week?
How the fuck was it?
You're right, I said it wrong.
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
It's okay.
Did you get Veterans Day off?
No.
Noah?
No.
Me either.
I worked.
Someone goes, I forgot there was another holiday in November besides Thanksgiving. I'm like, that's because almost anywhere you work, you don't get it off.
Yep. Nope. Just worked being like, all right, everybody, think about veterans for a minute. Now back to your drudgery. All right.
But you know who does get it off? Schools.
Not Drew School.
Really?
Really.
Well, shibble dibble.
This is Georgia. We only pay lip service to caring about veterans.
Oh, because both Michael's preschool and Danelle's school got it off.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, well, that's good that it wasn't one of the other. I mean, yeah. That's good it wasn't just Michael.
Yeah, I mean, if it was just Danelle, that would have been okay. She'd be like, oh, day of leisure?
Yeah. Well, except for the kid.
Yeah. Well, two, yeah, that's true. I was free. You got two.
Me too. That's why I keep leaving him in the car.
Oh, no.
With the windows
okay.
up.
It's not my car.
Oh, no.
Put him in a stranger's car and leave him there. James, you got a new family now. They have a Lexus. You'll probably be fine.
Wait. Does that Starbucks cup say? It does. Spice latte, James. They're white. They're white, James.
Just think of me as Jor-El.
I haven't had one pumpkin spice latte in the last week, guys.
Are you? Did you want a medal? What was that for?
No, I'm just letting you know I'm not a white woman.
All right. Any more? Are you doing the reverse Michael on us?
I did have a creme brulee latte that was delicious.
Oh, that does sound delicious.
So glad I haven't had breakfast. I have nothing to throw up.
Oh, you know what I'm waiting for? So Arby's right now, their shakes are on the pumpkin nonsense. But in a little while, they're going to go back to creme brulee shakes. And even though it's fucking cold, I am going to drink the hell out of those things.
Yeah, Kim, do you not like pumpkin?
No.
I don't either. I mean, I like carving them and whatnot, but I do not like eating them.
Not so pumpkin pie, you guys aren't a fan?
Nope.
I have some in my fridge right now. You want some?
No. I mean, I'm good, but I like pumpkin. It's good. I mean, I feel like you add sugar to a lot of things, and it makes it pretty good.
Well, I...
Yeah, or you could just eat the sugar and cut out the middleman.
Like, that doesn't sound Skittles. Delicious, though.
Sure it does.
Or, you know
what?
You
the
could
whole
also,
point of sugar.
You could eat the sugar in a totally different delivery system that doesn't make you think that you're biting into spicy snot. Say, an apple pie.
You said spicy snot?
Tim, please name the episode Biting into Spicy Snot.
Bye. You might want to wipe your face there, blueberries.
Are you talking to your little child?
I am.
Oh, I thought you were making fun of me because I'm wearing a blue shirt and I am rotund.
No, Veruca Salt, I'm not making fun of you.
On a side note, Max said he would come on and talk about having children.
Huh?
You are in luck, Noah. Three guys talking about kids, and you're just trapped here.
Join us, Noah.
Mm-mm.
No, you're right. Don't do it.
I mean, I know there's so children. Much joy. I think for me, the problem is the joy stuff is not worth the other stuff I have to deal with.
It's a life changer.
It would be if you were in it, but there's no way to impart that unless you're actually in it. Because you're like, oh, the shitty stuff is shitty, but it happens kind of few and far between. It's mostly good stuff.
Yeah.
And it's way funnier to talk about the shitty stuff.
It is. That's the thing. Like,
way funnier.
Yeah, me coming on and telling you guys, hey guys, it was super cute because we were sitting around eating some Frosties from Wendy's and Drew came and sat down on the couch. You guys are like...
Drew Rappin just punched me in the balls for no reason. Yes. That's what I wanted
now,
to
do. Now, you got a story. Yep. Share that story.
Yeah, Drew throwing the windows open and yelling at the world, look at my peep! It happened once, but it's funny.
Did he really do that?
Yes.
I mean, I think at some point we've all wanted to say that.
Yes.
World, look at it. It's
there are just some days
thing.
At work where I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to drop trow and yell at people.
Look at my peep. Isn't it wonderful?
I think I'm
going to
aim the episode, look at my peep. And the album art will be a pixelated, I don't know. I don't know what that is. It's pixelated. Don't ask questions.
It's a little boy wiener.
Oh, no. No, never mind. Oh. The album art will not be that. I don't want to even imply that it might be a little boy's.
I'm like, Tim did
we
not consider this
it.
Well.
It's a thought we were all saying it now, and I was thinking, like, oh, maybe Tim put a picture of his pixelated wiener as the album art.
It's a big boy wiener.
That's right.
Oh.
If it was Noah's, it would block out the entire logo. Just be one pixelated square.
Just one giant pixel that overlaps the edges. Sticks out past the sides of your monitor. All of a sudden, real life is pixelated and all is lost.
Noah's cock is so big, it's 100 megapixels.
Oh.
That's silly.
It is.
What did I do this week? I... went out to dinner with my friends.
Ooh, food.
Mm-hmm. Delicious. The food overall was overpriced, you know, decent. The best thing, though, was like they brought out fresh donuts. Oh, they were fucking delicious. Oh, so good. That was the best part. Just fresh, soft, warm donuts.
No,
yeah,
stop.
I got a fresh, soft, warm donut for you, baby. Yeah.
I can only get so erect.
That just worked. I did like other various stuff that was not exciting, I don't think.
Yeah, so, I'm trying to remember if we did like anything productive last weekend. I don't think we did. It did rain all weekend, which was really a great way to cap off, I think, like 30 consecutive days of rain or something like that we were at. You guys jealous?
Yeah.
We got between... We got somewhere in the 8 to 9 inches of rain range. We had like back-to-back-to-back-to-back flood watches in Atlanta.
If we got 8 to 9 inches of rain, we would still be in a
drought. If you got 8 to 9 inches of rain in 30 days like we did, all of the canyons would be filled in and all of the mesas would be part of the ocean. California would wash the fuck away if it got as much rain as we just did. And still be in drought.
Yeah, I was like, the important part to remember is that we would still be in drought.
Yeah. Really what you guys need is all that stuff falling as snow. You guys need snowpack like a mofo.
I'll look into it.
Good. See that you do.
I'll go get some snowpack.
All right. Go,
Oh!
I thought...
Go find Snow, the rapper. Create a political action committee around him, and you have got it.
I know Andy saw it, but I don't know if Tim saw it. Or he knows it.
Stop! Stop! You've gone nuts!
Noah's transmission just went into the Twilight Zone.
He just fucking got remixed and cut off.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I was like, wait, wow. Is this spoilers?
Like, no, it's just, you're just like, I don't know if you even saw the stone.
It's seriously, have you ever heard one of those things, speech jammers? Where it plays back, which is, it sounded like that. It sounded like one of those talking, or somebody talking with one of those on.
I kind of want to try one of those.
I have. It hurts your brain.
Like, is it just, did you just download an app?
Yeah. Downloaded a, actually, there's a website that can do it, too. Really, all it needs to do is play back your own speech, delayed, and you need, like, headset. Like, it really needs to block out all outside sounds. So, like, earbuds really won't cut it.
So what I was going to say is the Gene Roddenberry comic about him saving people from a plane. Like a crash plane. Mm-hmm. I know Andy read it. But had you seen it, Tim?
I hadn't read it when you said it. And so I stumbled upon it completely separately and didn't realize it was what you were talking about until I got to the end. I was like, well, that's way better.
Yeah. It was a little surprise. I'm like, holy shit. I had no idea. I'm just very impressed. I'm like, you go, Gene Roddenberry. So, yeah, I guess it is kind of spoilers if you read that comic, because you don't know who they're talking about. I don't know. Maybe put a spoiler tag. Spoiler tag for comic book comic thing.
Way to ruin it, Noah. You're a ruiner.
It's on the oatmeal, if you want to peep it.
Yeah, I mean, even if you know the reveal at the end, like, just reading the whole story is like, holy shit, all the way through.
Holy shit.
Yes.
I thought
there was something else interesting I didn't know that week. Nope.
Nothing personally happened in my life. But with horrible things going on in the world,
yeah,
I think we should talk about current events. And by current events, I of course mean the Starbucks Red Cup controversy.
I had not heard about that. The only person I heard posting about it was you, Tim.
That's incredible.
I think I just picked better friends than you two.
I just ignored everyone.
I mean, I will. To be fair, I don't always just like read everything in my feed, but I feel like you were like on Tancast.
To be fair, I don't pay attention to my friends, what they say, their jibber jabber.
I first heard about it on Tancast, and then I saw you posting about it on Facebook, but I don't think I've seen anyone else posting about it.
Wait, you heard about it on Tancast?
Yeah, you talked about did you talk about it last week or no?
I don't think so.
Sorry, go ahead. Twitter feed, maybe?
Maybe I just saw it on Facebook then, and I confused it with
Facebook. I didn't put it on our Tancast Twitter, because I'm being shitty about posting on Tancast Twitter. I need to work on that, because I don't think any of us are posting on there very often.
I don't even have the Twitter app on my phone anymore.
Well, aren't you a piece of fucking shit?
Did you replace it with the Kale app?
No.
You replace it with your Artisan Cheese app?
It's Milker with no R or E. Fuck. Fuck my mouth.
I feel like most people heard about it from people complaining about it.
Yep.
But I actually, the first person I heard about it was actually someone complaining about it. Like, someone posted the article about it, like, this is bullshit. We're not going to be able to say Merry Christmas in our own homes anymore. I'm like, first of all, how can anyone stop what you do in your own home? I mean, other than No, there's really nothing that stops what you do in your own home.
They
at
try.
This point.
They didn't want you to have butt sex for a while in your own home.
Yeah, but I mean, no one's. The
yeah,
cops aren't going to burst
in.
Anybody having butt sex?
Is the people who didn't want you to have butt sex in your own home are the same people? Oh, you can't even say Merry Christmas in your own home anymore. So, projection much?
So then, I got that. So I saw that, and then you know, then the fucking world exploded. Like, this is the dumbest thing ever. Why are people complaining about this? And then that dude, the same dude who posted like, "Oh, not even be able to say Merry Christmas in our own home anymore," posted a video making fun of people complaining. I'm like, no, no, you don't get to switch sides. We're all blasting your nuts, and we're all having a great fucking time.
Maybe he was just trolling people.
Sounds like it.
No, he's not that witty.
Oh, okay.
So did you see the video of the guy who was just like, oh, here's what I did to Starbucks. I went in, because after this came on, I clicked on your little hashtag, Tim, and I started looking at other stuff.
Yeah,
and he's like,
he's
I told my name was Merry Christmas.
Yep.
And they had to write it. And
he
they're so
not
upset
necessarily
about it.
The originator.
Oh, is he not?
Because there was two articles that appeared the same day. There was that video and an article about it. I thought his video was a reaction to the article.
Oh. Well, then maybe he's not the originator.
It's so funny because he's like, oh, Starbucks hated it. I tricked him. I'm like, I don't think Starbucks gives a shit.
No.
Like, if you want your name to be fucking Merry Christmas, all right. I've worked a retail job. We don't give a shit about you for the most part. Don't be a dick to us, and we don't give a shit about you.
You should just be surprised they spelled it right. Like, they're not M-A-R-Y, X sign of the boron and...
Well, that and what someone else was saying was like, what a stupid protest. Oh, yeah? You're going to do this thing I don't like? Well, I'm going to go buy your product.
Yep.
Suck it.
No. Not just I'm going to buy your product. I'm going to buy your product and tweet a promotion of it. I am going to splatter your brand all over the internet and tell others to do likewise. I'm like, well played, Starbucks. Well played.
I was just happy the Grammar Girl commented on my comment.
Nice. Sorry, Noah. I was nice to Tim. I don't give a shit what you said.
What'd you say, Noah?
I forgot.
That was 3 seconds ago!
Noah wasn't paying attention.
Jesus Christ!
This is something about the Starbucks saying. Who cares?
I did! That's why I asked what you said!
And he distracted me with his joke.
I made a joke!
Yeah!
And then Andy said something.
He said nice.
I said nice, and then I said, I'm sorry, Noah, I didn't give a shit what you said. I was nicing Tim.
Ah, whatever. Moving along.
All right.
You're a fucking nut bar.
Yes. Yeah, you've known me for a while now. You should know this.
I suppose I should.
You're such a nutsack.
I believe his favorite put down is fuck nut, Andy. Come on.
No, but you're such a nutsack was... Me, was it mad at Tim or mad at Joe?
Oh, okay. It's a different
what?
Reference.
Yeah, it's a long time ago. I was reaching for an insult. I'm like, God, you're such a nutsack. Like, that was all I could come up with, and Tim laughed his ass off.
I don't know if Tim remembers it, but he used to make fun of me about my insult to this guy one time. I told him to go suck his mom's nipple.
Yes, he did. And I wasn't even there for it. You just told me the story. That's amazing.
He used to say it all the time. You suck your mom's nipple.
Sorry. He didn't say we won't be able to say Merry Christmas in our own home. He said, at this rate, at the rate we are going, within a decade, we'll be buying calendars that have nothing written under the date December 25th.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. That's what he's complaining about.
I think people forget beyond Christmas being like, you know, this Christian thing. It's a fucking huge retail thing. Fucking, like, businesses are not going to let us forget that it's Christmas, for the most part. Like, maybe Starbucks is not going to put shit on the cups, but, like, do not forget other businesses are like, we need to make that Christmas money.
Exactly. So much of the economy depends on Christmas. There's a reason they call it Black Friday. That's when a lot of businesses get in the black for the year.
Which I think I read that's actually not true.
No one that cares about truth.
Oh,
we're talking
bad.
About Christianity. I think I just lost some listeners for my Christmas podcast.
Shh, don't tell them. They won't listen to this anyways.
I'd say there's more than a few crossover listeners.
Well, then they're not the ones that you're going to lose from the other one.
I mean, I think if someone still listened to us, like after we talk about sweet and sour baby Jesus, yeah, I think they're here to stay, maybe, unless they got other shit going on in their life, which I hope you do.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a Tancast Facebook. That's what, and I texted you guys about
it.
Yes. That's where Noah heard about it.
And I'm supposed to give a shit about this, my child?
Yeah, yeah. And then someone reported that picture.
Oh, okay.
Sent us a message about it.
Yeah, I guess told Facebook they didn't want to see it anymore and then followed through with the, well, do you want to tell the person who does not give a shit that you were offended? Like, what a great feature, Facebook. Do you want to be passive aggressive for no fucking reason?
If you're not a fan of Tancast on Facebook, and why would you be? I posted a picture it's a picture of Jesus, and it says, so the Starbucks cups had snowflakes on them, and now they're just red? I missed the part where I'm supposed to give a shit, my child. And someone reported that to Facebook. My Jesus doesn't use that kind of language.
Like, oh, your Jesus? Sorry, they all look the same. I didn't realize I'd grabbed yours out of the bin.
Or maybe she was talking about her friend Jesus.
Maybe.
Maybe I misread it.
My Jesus sounds like ownership, and that's fucked up.
Maybe it's her husband.
Oh, maybe. That still sounds like ownership. But at least
maybe it's her son.
Yeah. Marital slavery is acceptable.
Maybe her son is 1 year old and doesn't use any language, and that was the major offense she had.
Oh, yes.
My Jesus does not use this type of language for his baby.
what was that, Tim?
Lazy lacism.
That wasn't racism.
That was a little racist.
How is it racist?
That accent.
Why is it racist?
Because it's their culture, not your costume.
What? How are you supposed to know I'm doing an impression of a Mexican woman if I don't have a Mexican accent?
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, I am Mexican.
Yes, exactly. Just say that you're Mexican.
Arriba, andale, andale, papa.
And in this melting pot of America, Tim. Someone may not have a Mexican accent.
Hello! I love spiciness!
That sounded Asian for a second, then just morphed to like an old dude.
I don't know what happened. Because I couldn't think of a traditional Mexican dish that I was going to say, and I was like, tacos is too played out, I got to say something else. And then I was busy like, oh wait, I'm not even worried about my accent anymore, I'm keep talking, oh no.
You had enchiladas sitting right in front of you, and you didn't pick
God
it up.
Oh, damn it! That's what I was trying to come up with, something with L's in it.
Yeah, I know! Quesadillas?
Man, yo, storyboard to get back to us.
Yeah, I'll workshop that at a couple open mics. I'll bring it back next week.
Okay, so here's a...
Or bulitos,
and, I mean,
but that's,
you know, this might
to
be touching on too current of a topics. Yep. But how do you feel about, like, when Facebook rolls out these things in support of France? Like, these... Have you seen the new profile pictures?
Yeah, where you get the French flag over your picture.
Yeah, do you think that does anything, or it just gives us, like, the warm and fuzzies that, hey, we changed our picture?
Yeah, I believe it does exactly fuck all.
Okay. Yeah, 'cause what's the chance that somebody who is actually French, unless you're friends with a lot of French people, in which case I totally get, you know, like wanting to quietly tell your French friends, you know, I stand with you. But if you're friends with a shitload of Americans and you're doing that stuff, you're doing it for other Americans to go, oh, look, he's totally cultured and cares about the French and their suffering.
I mean, I guess the same goes for most social media where you post out. It's not really for, I mean, maybe for the people of France. I mean, maybe you do a hashtag, people can search it, I guess.
Well, I guess my point is, like, if I was in France right now and I'd just been involved in the shooting, even peripherally, and then for some reason I'm logging on to Facebook, like, oh man, that was a horrible ordeal. I gotta check my likes. If I saw someone with a French flag on their thing, I'd be like, great. It helps me not one fucking iota. Yeah. Hashtag, you're not helping.
Now, I did for a while when the Green Movement protests were happening in Iran. I did actually change my location to Tehran in both English and Farsi. But that was because there were news stories going around that the Iranian, I think it was the Republican Guard or some government functionary assholes, were actually like checking up on people's Twitter based on where in the world they supposedly were. So a whole bunch of people were changing their stuff to just kind of to fuck with them, sort of create a needle in a haystack.
Oh,
so I'm
okay.
Like, yeah, I'll troll them. Fuck them. They're assholes.
But again, that's something tangible.
Well,
for
yeah, I did it specifically to be seen. I did it specifically to go fuck with somebody who might be looking for people who said that they were in Tehran.
Not like, I'm in Tehran now, so I've fixed something.
Yeah. Yeah, that was like, I'm not really fixing anything, but if I can add a little bit of noise to their searches, because fuck them.
Well, I meant, like, you know, if the government wasn't involved in searching and people were just like,
oh, yeah.
Everybody change your location to Tehran because reasons.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, not that I'm totally against the warm and fuzzies. I mean, we all do it.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
We all, but...
I don't think people should not do it, but I do think people should realize, like, if they really want to enact change, they need to do more.
Right.
Like, you know, like the whole controversy with that guy who shot the named lion, which was terrible, but the fuck, that shit happens all the time. Like, if you really want that to stop, start donating money to those groups to save the animals so they don't have to sell licenses to kill the animals.
Well, and also, fuck that guy in particular, but yes, you're right.
You know, I honestly do not think...
If we make an example about that guy, then the next guy won't want to do
this
it.
This is true. Yes, yep, Tim makes a good point.
But the only reason people know about it is because he was named. I bet there's people killing lions right now, no one's saying shit.
That's where we drop the ball. We need to make an example about the next guy, too.
Yep.
All right, that's fair. That's what I'm saying. Like, you need to do more than just like, oh, I'm going to do this one thing and I feel good. You need to
We need to internet shame everybody who's killing lions.
Yep.
I also don't believe in internet shaming. I think it is fucking terrible.
I agree, because I feel like... I can't remember what it was. It was like, look at this. It was some video of like, everybody, look at how shitty this is. I'm like, you have no idea what shitty things happened before or after this video. Like, you've done this video, like, I think it was like a bully gets his comeuppance. I'm like, how do we know he was the bully? How do we know he wasn't the victim fighting back and then he got trounced and then we just got to see that part of the video? Like, this video is going around with this narrative of it and we're shaming the people that we decide should be shamed, but we don't know what actually happened.
Well, also, I feel like it's just such a terrible reaction. Like, people get lives ruined because of one stupid thing they said. The thing is, like, we've all done stupid and said stupid shit. The problem is, the world didn't see it, right? I said it to you, mm-hmm. You said it just your friends, you know, and, like, it just, you know, got forgotten in time.
I looked
joke
both ways,
it.
Made sure there weren't any Jewish people around.
Yeah. But, like, you know, there's this guy who wrote a book called So You've Been Publicly Shamed, so he's been doing, like, a lot of speeches about it, and it's just, like, that one girl who made that stupid joke about Africa and not getting AIDS. Like,
yes, I remember reading about this.
Like, sure, that was a terrible joke. It was very in poor taste. Should she have lose her job? Should people say she's going to rape her? Like, no.
No. Never, ever.
But that's what we've become to, right? Like, we want to destroy people's lives for one stupid thing.
Yeah.
And I think
that... Yeah, it's like, well, what do you expect to happen now? Like, okay, she lost her job. She's going to have to get another one. You want her to just die with no money because she said one stupid thing? Do you not think that might be a bit of an overreaction? So what was the point of having her lose her job? We can all just say, we can all just blast her nuts for a bit, but that's all we have to do.
Yeah, like, hey, we're going to make fun of you for a bit. I'm not going to threaten to rape you, but I'm going to poke a little fun at you, and then we
move
on with our lives.
All your holes are your own. You just do with them what you want. Maybe just shut one of them every now and again and stop saying stupid shit.
But yeah, so my point is, like, I think there should be consequences for reactions, but it should be, what's the word I'm looking for? That equal, but there's another word for it. I guess
commensurate.
Punishment should fit the crime.
Yes.
And then, you know, and yeah, realize that, like, you doing something on social media may make some change, but, like, there's more you could do if you really want to do something. If you just want to get the warm and fuzzies, so be it. I'm not going to stop you.
Well, people do, because they're lazy, but still want to feel good about themselves.
And I'm, you know, I'm sure I've done it.
I admit it. I am people.
I'm sure I've done something.
I'm lazy, but I'm also filled with self-loathing, so I don't need to feel good about myself. I need to drag others down.
All right.
Wait. You trying to
escape
this?
Well, that explains the internet hate machine.
Let me just drag you back down. Come back. You can't
escape
this. That's
the two sides of the same coin. Everyone is lazy. Some of them want to feel superior, and others want to drag them down. So the one to feel superior want the warm and fuzzies, and the other ones are the internet hate machines jumping right on the hope I don't get AIDS, LOL. All right, guys, we've done it. We've solved humanity's woes.
We've done our part.
You got the warm and fuzzies?
We're kind of doing this thing. I got the warm and fuzzies right now.
Tim, do you feel like you've just told people what shitheads they are?
Yep.
All right, all are punished.
I think we've changed the world.
But I'm aware of our site stats, and I know who I've told you to, and that's it.
Okay.
I check who's listening. No one.
You don't know. This could go viral. You could wake up on a plane halfway to Rhodesia and discover that you don't have a job anymore. Then who's going to do the thing that I'm totally not going to talk about right now so you don't have to edit it out?
God damn it!
I literally said nothing about the job you did.
But now you've referred back to something I've already cut out of the show. Shut the fuck up!
Yes, but you can leave this in.
Shut up!
Oh, fine.
Just shut up!
I'm watching this video of this dog getting food items thrown at him, and he cannot catch one to save his life. It just hits him in the face.
Maybe he's blind.
Noah, changing the subject.
Mommy and Daddy are fighting.
I'm watching dog videos.
That gives me the warm and fuzzies.
So when you did the typo about cars being scared of cucumbers, did you mean cats?
Oh, I missed that. Yes, cats.
You missed that you had done a typo? Because then
I thought Andy was just saying another fucked up thing that was out in the world.
I thought cars were scared of cucumbers. My whole world is rocked.
It's cats. And to be fair, I don't know if it's just like they put a cucumber behind the cat that wasn't there before, and all of a sudden the cat's like, what the fuck did this come from? Because they don't show.
Yeah, because I saw that video. I'm like, what the fuck? Why are they all freaking out when they turn around and see a cucumber?
Well, my cat, there's a neighbor cat that comes and visits my front porch every once in a while, named Poop, which is awesome. And my new cat has decided that she and Poop are enemies, and they're going to beat the shit out of each other. But there's a window between them, and it's the same window that's there every time they try to fight. But pretty much nightly, we'll hear, "Row!" Thump, 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 thump. And we'll go look in the entryway, and there's Poop and Cora smacking the shit out of a pane of glass. Cats aren't clever, Tim.
You don't have to tell me.
It's you know what's funny? Like when dogs are like on a leash or they're behind a door and they're like, and then you get in, they're like, oh, hey, guys, can you pet me? I'm cool. It's like, what are you doing, dog? Like,
get away, robber murderer. Pet my tummy, robber murderer.
Oh, it feels so good. So, beyond that, you know, we did talk about Paris, so I would say yeah, it is very sad, and yeah, I'm sorry to hear what's going on. And, you know, I do think it's good for people to know that you're in their thoughts. I will say that.
Yeah. I also don't like how many people just use it to make a political point instantly. Granted, they have political points I didn't agree with, so obviously I didn't like it.
So do you feel like you feel different if it was a political point you did agree with?
I'm trying to think. If this had happened, you know, like 8-12 years ago and Bush was in office and someone used this to make an anti-Bush point, would I be as put off by it? I don't know. I'm probably a hypocrite is what I'm trying to say.
I'm trying to put myself in those shoes too.
We all are at some point in our lives.
Yeah, just like it does not have anything to do with Obama. I mean, anything more to do with Obama than it did with Bush, they didn't attack London, they didn't attack Washington, they attacked Paris. They did it because they could, but they also did it because the French are involved and they were lashing out at France. So, fuck them. Because, they're also trying to, because France has a large immigrant population, they're trying to drive a wedge between the French and their already kind of shaky relationship with their Muslim immigrant population from Tunisia and Morocco and all over North Africa and the Middle East, because then that helps them recruit radicals. So, if you give in to what they wanted, which is being fearful and hateful of your neighbors who had no fuck all to do with this, then you're actually giving the assholes who did the violent shit exactly what they wanted. So instead, go hug your neighbors and tell the shitheads, you get nothing! You lose! Good day, sir!
Where's that from?
That would be Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
No, no! It's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Right?
Yes.
Wait, is the book called Willy Wonka?
The book is called Charlie.
It's all Charlie. Fuck. Can we just confuse it just because his name's Willy Wonka?
Well, no, one of the movies is Willy Wonka.
The Johnny Depp one is named one, and the Gene Wilder one is named the other, and I always confuse the two.
Got it. And, I mean, don't they want exposure as well?
Well, that, yeah. Because, you know, every time they... So Depp is Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. Wilder is Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory.
Okay.
But, yes. Yeah, they want exposure. They want to be seen as being strong because they want people who are, you know, disaffected and looking for something to go join up with to be like, yeah, those guys are kicking ass and sticking it to the man, and I'm going to go join them and die in a shitty, sandy hellhole. I'm saying Iraq's not pleasant in the summer.
I also feel like the same people who are like, we don't need any gun laws because gun laws wouldn't have changed anything, are saying Obama should have done something. If we had fought ISIS, we could have stopped this. I'm like, how the fuck can you hold both those things in your head at the same time?
Well, because a lot of times people who say that, you know, like, no gun control whatsoever. Any gun control is a violation of our rights. And we need to have our guns so that we can protect ourselves, have this cowboy fantasy of, I mean, literally people have said, and like with no trace of irony, that the only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. Like, yeah, and in your heart, you dream yourself that good guy with the gun, fucking John Wayne-ing this because you have watched way too many action movies. And in action movies, the good guy always has perfect aim. He never accidentally shoots somebody behind the bad guy. He never accidentally shoots himself when trying to pull his gun out of his holster. He never panics. He's always dead-eye, single shot. Oh, and the bullets stop when they hit the bad guy. They don't go through and then hit innocents on the other side. So, real-life gunfights are clusterfucks, but people like to believe that they're not and like to go with this whole cowboy fantasy thing and not actually live in the real world.
Do you know what France's stance on gun, like, what their gun laws are? Are their citizens allowed to own guns? I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure it's frowned upon, but I think that they do allow them, like, more than the Brits do. But I think it's, like, mostly, I think I heard that it was mostly people out in the boonies, like, you know, farmers and ranchers and whatnot, to deal with vermin. Which is not to say mostly
immigrants.
By that,
you mean in case Justin Bieber shows up?
Yes. Ah, Bieber, hold still! I take aim now, then drink wine.
Oh, I'm sorry, French people.
Come on, Timmy, you're not going to call me on doing a shitty French accent when I just called you on doing a shitty Spanish accent?
Sorry, I was Googling French gun laws.
Oh, okay.
Oh, their tight gun control restrictions will make it easier to track those firearms and how they got them and where they got them from. Crazy. Wait, fuck, I'm making a political point.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I know, it's almost like it's complicated.
Yeah.
Then again, when shit like this goes down, are three assholes with, well, not assholes, are three, like, kamikaze guys with guns really going to be able to take down, like, their group of hostage takers?
Oh, you mean if wait, what?
Yeah, so,
Are you saying if people had been armed in the crowd and they, fought back?
Yeah, think about the movie theater shooting in Aurora, Colorado. Did dudes with guns take care of that one?
Were there people with guns in the crowd?
I'm pretty sure it's Colorado.
I don't know. Maybe Colorado's like, hey, man, we don't want guns. I don't know what gun laws are from state to state.
Colorado's a weirdly purple state.
When you're traveling without a gun, you really don't need to worry about gun laws. Like, oh, do I need to register this non-gun anywhere?
Colorado's like, hands off our fucking guns, government, and our fucking weed, government.
I feel like the anti-weed thing should be more of a right-wing thing. I don't know why it's not.
It ought to be, but you know why? It's sin. It's sin. That's why. It's because brown people like it, or have a feeling that, oh, brown people might get some enjoyment from this, so we better make it illegal.
Same with gay marriage. I feel like that should be a right-wing thing, not a left-wing thing.
You would think so, because it should be, you know, like, yeah, it's personal liberty. What the fuck business is it of the government's to get in your way? But no, it's sin. It's always sin.
I don't get it.
They claim to not like government, but they really like authoritarianism. And I'm not saying, like, you know, they, us, whatever. I'm saying people on the far right wing of the Republican Party and others are authoritarians but want to be the authorities. They want the authority to flow from them because that is their righteousness. So they want the law and the authority to come from what they believe, and that's what makes them comfortable and feel safe and secure. Is a society of strict laws, strictly enforced, strictly regulated, but totally in concordance with what they believe and how they want to live, so that the laws effectively don't apply to them. I laugh because I used to be that. I used to be like,
well,
that.
We all want that.
What an asshole I was.
I don't want the law to apply to me.
True.
I just don't think I should actually make that my political stance.
Yes, I have never once tried to pass a law that says only Andy gets to speed, even though I love fucking speeding.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I'm all for laws applying to everybody equally, including me.
Nope. I want them all to apply to you people, and
well,
I
that's
get
the
to
thing,
what
do you
mean
by
you
people? They do want laws to apply to everyone equally.
I mean, people who aren't me. I thought that phrase was somewhat self-evident.
What do you mean by you people?
I gotta go watch Tropic Thunder again.
Andy, you're not even close to caught up on Doctor Who, are you?
I'm getting closer. We're definitely in the same season that just ended.
Because the last week's was particularly good. It was a two-parter, and the first parter was kind of meh, but it was all made up for by one speech at the end of the second part.
Ah.
It was like this anti-war speech from the Doctor, which, in light of recent events, I was like, it's resonant. It's like it's...
Weirdly prescient.
It's... No, not at all prescient. I mean, other than like, it was like a 60s Star Trek kind of, we are making an analogy, these people are ISIS, these aliens are ISIS, and we're talking to ISIS. Do you get it? Does everybody get it? We're going to spend this whole first episode making sure you get it. Okay, everybody's on board? Okay, now we're going to do the second part. And it's a challenging, but I don't think people got the necessary challenging part of it, because essentially they're saying, at some point, we need to move past our anger about this and forgive the people who are attacking us, because at some point we're just going to need to sit down and talk it out anyway.
That's what I always wondered. It's like, I realize they're terrorists, but they obviously have some complaint that is not getting addressed. And this is going to keep happening until we do something. And I don't know if killing them off is doing it.
So I'm not a political scientist, but my own piss-poor understanding is that Al-Qaeda wanted theoretically wanted the U.S. and Western powers leave the Middle East alone.
How about we put a pause on this and come back to it next week, because I got to go.
Okay.
Sorry, but I'm like, this is not going to be a short discussion.
I was like, I can give him like, 1 minute synopsis of this, but then I'm like, yeah, that's not going to be where it ends. There'll be discussion after it.
I mean, I get there. They have unreasonable maybe requests, but I do think I think when you sit down and talk with people, I think they can be reasonable. Not always.
Well, how about this? Here's the difference between ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda unreasonably wanted Islamic dominance over at least the Middle East, if not most of the world. ISIS wants to end the fucking world. They want to kickstart Armageddon. That's the difference. We'll come back and talk about that more next week.
I guarantee we will not remember to bring
Probably
this up next
not.
Week.
We may.
I guarantee it.
Instead,
I'm like the men's warehouse.
Worst movie ever.
Yeah. So that's Tancast for this week.
Excellent.
Never
Tim,
trust
can I
us to come back to a topic that we said we would.
That's a safe bet.
Not today, Andy, telling a story that I need to cut out of the show.
Aw, I thought you were going to say, not today, Red Cups.
I didn't.
No.
I said that.
Okay. I forgot. This week, what do I hate? Well, hating terrorism's a little bit too trite. Fuck it. You know what? This week the world had enough hate, so this week I love everybody.
Aw, look at Andy.
Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
I love you too, Andy. I love you, Tim.
I love you both. Preferably at the same time.
Oh, yes.
That could be arranged.
I doubt it.
Salesforce 2016. Time to double team Tim.
Double Tim team. Double Tim.
Tips on the mouth.
It will be a dream come true.
There will be blood.
Oh. All right.